Cabinet Studio. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100.
Now we're talking. I love this.
Well, I play this because the band is named Free. You know, we're in our 50 days of free.
Oh, we can play this every day.
You like that?
Okay. I love it.
Morning, friend. Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you. Need to Know Morning Show, hour two here on this brisk Thursday morning, September 17th, 2020. Right now, 47 out there. Not going to warm up a heck of a lot today.
Yeah, I started my truck up this morning, too. I did yesterday, just, you know, 5 minutes before I got in it. You know, it's just good to keep the engine warm, right?
Absolutely.
It sits outside. It's cold.
I've heard people say that. You're supposed to start your car and let it run for a minute or two, no matter what the season is.
It's a good idea.
I've heard that. I don't do it in the summer, but in the winter, it's pretty easy to figure out a way to do it. Yes.
Exactly. Absolutely. Especially with auto start. Oh, man, if you don't have one, you need one. Truly.
Once you've had one, it's hard to go back.
Oh, I used to get up, well, you know, morning radio. I would go out and in my pajamas, get my coat and everything on and start my vehicle up manually before I got ready for work. Then I'd go in and get ready for work. Cause it would run like a half hour. It's like, man, I had to do it. I couldn't just get in the thing and sit there and breathe in it. Then the windows all fog up. You need auto start.
I put one in my car last winter after three, four years of not having one, walking out to the garage, turning the car on when it's 20 below. Yeah. It was a money well spent.
No doubt about it.
I'm just a cheapskate.
Well, you got to have it when you live in North. Well, you don't have to, but you really should.
It's pretty nice.
Oh, no. Yeah. You have to have it. It's like a must save. You move here, you have to have this.
Yeah.
You have this, you don't. Oh, you need to have
it. It's a must have option. It's like air conditioning.
Right.
You got to have it.
Welcome to a Maybe We Can Play Sports After All edition of the Need to Know Morning Show here on AM 1100 The Flag. The Big Ten reverses course yesterday, and there will be at least football. The volleyball coaches are kind of standing around shrugging their shoulders saying, what would
Hello.
Be wrong with us doing something?
Over here.
Us too?
Mm-hmm. But at least there will be some Big Ten football. It'll start late October. And the Minnesota State High School League has said, maybe we could talk about this again, too.
Ooh, no way. Minnesota.
Yeah.
How about that?
They're going to talk about all sports. So not just football, volleyball as well. So maybe people over in the Gopher State are saying, maybe people are playing some sports and people aren't dying.
We don't have to be safe, extra safe and cautious.
We were talking about in the first hour. And I know you're not on Facebook, but have you seen this Let Them Play page and this movement that's going on in Minnesota?
I have not.
It's huge. I'm pretty sure it's on Twitter, too. Kara Levin did a big story about it. Let Them Play MN is the hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 17,000 members of this group in a week.
Okay.
So it exploded.
Yeah.
And I was telling Alex, it's just heartbreaking. You read the stories from these parents with pictures of their players and their kids. And the stories behind why they want to play and what they've been through and what they, you know, just how do you not do it?
Right.
You know,
all the mental trouble these kids have had, too, just stuck at home with no friends and not being able to have normal lives and no school. It would do them so much good if they could get out there and play sports and just forget about all this fear that they've been instilled with over this thing.
Yeah, but the woke people don't get that. They're like, well, I think it's extremely irresponsible to look at doing something like sports.
They're not
when
woke.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
We are the woke people. They're the sheep.
Yeah, I just, you know, look at the data. Look at the facts. Look at what's really happening. Look at percentages. Look at perspective. That's what we've lost through this whole thing. I still get messages every day. Oh, out there killing people again, are you? Huh? Like, you've got to be kidding. In the middle of a pandemic?
Unfriend.
It's harder to block people on Twitter. Like Kev said,
it's easy on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe that's
how I'm done with you.
Yes. It's just this whole not thinking, acting out of fear, I hate Trump, whatever. I mean, the people generally fit into three groups. So we'll see. Maybe there will be something for the high school kids to do here as we go through the rest of the fall.
They've had a rough time of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no reason, especially in outstate areas. You know, it's a story about Twin Cities nursing homes, and if you're in North Dakota, it's Bismarck and Fargo nursing homes.
Yeah, and if you're a young person, your chances of getting sick are practically zero, you know?
Yeah, well, you might get sick, but your chances for sure of dying.
Right.
Yeah, hospitalized. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Cases continue to go up, hospitalizations and deaths continue to go down. We've seen that 4 weeks. So that's the story there. So we'll see what happens. But looks like there will be Big Ten football. There may be Minnesota high school sports as well. So
it's
good.
More than a game, okay? It's more. It is. So much more than that.
It is. Sports is so much more than that. Any kind of physical activity, you grow and learn so much from it.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Mm-hmm. We all know it. Just some people don't want to admit it. 7-Eleven here on the program. Coming up at 8 o'clock today, we're going to start a cool auction on the Big Deals page on our website, am1100theflag.com. It's from Newman's Factory Outlet right off Highway 10 over there in Audubon. And it's a 32x4 aluminum boat dock, and we're auctioning it off. And you can make it a 24-footer if you want with an 8-foot L extension on it. And the value of this one is about $3,600 or so. I think bidding's going to start at $1,500 or something like that. So the last few auctions we've done have been a nice discount, maybe 40% savings on something really cool. So who knows what's going to happen here. 10-year warranty on this bad boy, too. Just go to am1100theflag.com, click on hot links. You'll be able to figure out, you'll see exactly what's happening there. Have some fun, and we'll bid until 4 o'clock today. So check that out. Get yourself a nice dock. Time to replace that old rickety thing you got out there. Before somebody gets hurt, for goodness sake. In the morning news roundup today, we now know what Governor Doug Burgum's challenger, the Democrat, would do if she were able to win the office. There will be a statewide mask mandate. That's the first thing that's going to happen. And the governor would no longer make decisions on what the state should do about COVID protocol. That'll go to an incident commander. What is this, Russia? Sounds like we're bringing somebody over from Yuri's.
I like Yuri.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get Yuri back?
We will make people wear a mask.
What is this, Russia? Come back!
Alex, I would like you to wear a mask.
Yuri's kind of sexy, though. Yeah, Yuri, put one on.
So Governor Burgum's office says, okay, the only problem with that is a doctor or an incident commander is not going to take into account things like economic, financial, legal, and political risk. They're just going to do whatever could possibly do something on the medical side. So, you know, and one of the things we've talked about is that governors should not just listen to health experts and let them make public policy decisions, because they're not paid to take into account if people have money in their pocket or businesses go. They're not supposed to. No. Their job is to keep people healthy. And so lock yourself inside for 3 years. It might be the best way to not catch the virus.
Let's all live in a bubble. How safe would we be then?
Well,
but what kind of life would we have?
Well, we wouldn't, right? I mean, nobody would come out because everybody would like find a tall tree and a short rope in their house.
Yeah, I'm the first one on that.
So so that's what you get if you vote for Shelley Lenz for governor. Just know what you're buying when you get into that deal. There's been a string of police vehicle or a string of break-ins in West Fargo, and the police are saying 17 break-ins within one day over in that Elmwood and Goldenwood area.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, that, Alex, that's kind of by the baseball and softball parks, right?
Elmwood? I'm not actually sure where those are, to tell you the truth.
Well, I know there's an Elmwood baseball park where they play softball and the nice high school baseball Goldenwood, fields over there.
Goldenwood, I think, is by Eagle Run, isn't it?
Don't know.
Out that way. Yeah, I don't either. It's like, what's the dang address? I didn't see an address, but I...
We'll dig that up. Yeah. But just heads up on that one.
A gun was taken out of a car, too, you know? So that's pretty scary. Somebody walking around with somebody's gun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
17 vehicles broken into.
Yep. Anybody in the area is asked to check their home camera systems for any sign of the suspects. West Fargo Police, thank you for your help in that. And it's just a good idea to not leave valuables in your car. It just is.
Don't even leave CDs or anything in there. Backpacks, things people wonder what's in it, you know? It's just stupid.
Yeah.
They're going to break in.
And they can get in your trunk. If they can get in the car, they can get in your trunk. So, you know, I don't know what you do with your golf clubs. I'm just going to leave them in. If someone wants to take those old sticks, they probably can.
Well, and I've got my yoga mats in my truck. I mean, seriously, I can replace those easily, but there's nothing else in there.
I would think so. If need be, you could just tough it out and lay on the floor. Do your deal.
No, I'm not that girl. Okay. No, I need a mat. Right. Actually, two. I like the cushion.
Well, I can understand that. Hurricane Sally.
What is going on? It's with the bands of roaming thieves and the
But it's so easy with them now because they had those face masks on. They had the coronavirus masks on. So you can't see anybody's face. And you see somebody walking down the street like that. You go, oh, what a weirdo.
Right.
I mean, who knows that they're really up to something.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hurricane Sally has made landfall. As much as 18 inches has fallen in some places, and more rain is falling. They're saying some parts of that region could get as much as 30 inches of rain. What a mess. My gosh. I don't love the winters here, how cold it gets, but, oh, brother.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have hurricanes to deal with here. And the story that takes the cake today, the Minneapolis City Council is alarmed by the surge in crime happening in the city.
Isn't that something?
And they want law enforcement to give them some answers. Why is this happening?
What are you
kidding
me?
You're kidding, right?
They want them to defund them. What do you think?
No, you're on Babylon Bee or The Onion, aren't you?
You don't support them.
You are. It's not April Fool's Day, Steve.
You said, let's burn down the precinct. Okay, let them. I mean, come on. What do you think, people?
You can't make that up. That's just, what?
Doesn't anybody have a brain in that city?
Oh, my gosh.
Give me a break.
Oh, my gosh.
This is not a joke.
This is not a drill.
At least it's not the joke in the way that we think of a joke.
Yeah.
It is a joke, but it's a sad state of affairs. Yes, Minneapolis City Council members who just 2 months ago moved to eliminate the police department sounded the alarm during a Wednesday meeting about surge in crime seen by their constituents. Council members pressed Chief Arredondo about the uptick in crimes, carjackings, robberies, assaults, shootings, street racing. Council member Jamal Osman said, residents are asking, where's the police? That's the only public safety option they have at this moment.
Get a social worker, quick!
They rely on the Minneapolis Police Department, and they are saying, we cannot find police anymore.
Chief Arredondo's comment was, we're not singing Kumbaya nearly enough as a group.
It's like,
together.
It is so stupid. What do you
Seriously,
think?
I don't know where to start.
Do you want
the
police or you don't? What is it? Pick one.
Welcome to Minneapolis. Yeah.
We just leave it there. The land of broken dreams. Just leave it there. 718 Need to Know Morning Show. Meteorologist Jennifer Vicisi joins us from the Flag Weather Center. Hey, Jen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, friend. So, a little on the cooler side today. Maybe not as much sun as we saw yesterday. Give us a look at what we're expecting here as we go through the day, if you would, please.
Yeah, so we're looking at partial sunshine developing today. Highs getting up around about 60 degrees, still about 10 degrees below average for this time of the year. Partly cloudy skies develop tonight. Overnight lows around about 41. For your day on Friday, we'll see some sunshine, high around 64. Looks like 72 here on Saturday with sunny skies. Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy, high 78 degrees. Then by Monday, we'll see some sunshine with a high around about 79.
Okay, ooh, we like that. Some 79s on the deal. That sounds like 80, ask me. Thank you, Jen. Appreciate that update, and we'll talk to you again here in a little bit. Time to talk some sports here for you. We gave you a couple of big sports stories. The Big Ten is going to play football, all the schools. So Minnesota, who said like a week ago, we are not going to revisit this decision. It's done, over with. Well, that didn't last for very long.
Good.
And so they're going to be back October 23rd and 24th. There will be Big Ten football. We don't know the schedule yet. That'll be announced today. Minnesota State High School League has called an emergency meeting for Monday to revisit the decision of football and volleyball. Right now, they're supposed to play in the spring. But a vote on Monday could change all that and have some sports return this fall. So we will see. We will see what happens there. The Twins got the best of the White Sox last night, 5-1. They're two back now in the division. It was almost a must-win game if they want to win the division because the White Sox could have gone four games up on the Twins with only nine games to play. Byron Buxton, Miguel Sano, Eddie Rosario all hit home runs for the Twins. Kenta Maeda, the Twins' best pitcher, goes tonight. Last night, by the way, the Twins beat Lucas Giolito, who was the White Sox best pitcher. So good sign there for the Twins' offense, which has been sputtering lately. Minnesota Wild traded center Eric Staal to the Buffalo Sabres yesterday. They get Marcus Johansson in return. So they trade one center for another, and they're just hoping a guy can do a little bit more defensively and maybe a little younger player. So we'll see if it works out there. And the FM Redhawks have the league's best executives, GM Matt Rao. has been named the 2020 American Association Executive of the Year. So congratulations to Matt. 7:20, when we come back, we do a check of traffic for you, a little road report that we have for you here, and to talk about a few other things as well. Get you ready for the big groceries giveaway. One more qualifier opportunity. You just got today and tomorrow on this deal. So might want to get your name in this one because it's not going to last much longer. We'll do all that next.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
This is the conservative voice of the Valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
Need to Know traffic powered by Vision Bank this morning. Imagine cutting years off your mortgage by refinancing your home with Vision Bank. Rates are at all-time lows. Contact Vision Bank, the bank with the dogs today. Fargo Streets wants you to know that starting today, the 40th Avenue North Bridge is going to be slowed down due to repair work being conducted. The bridge is going to remain open during the work, but traffic is going to be managed by flaggers, so you might have to wait a little bit there. They're doing some grinding and grooving. Sounds like a good weekend, actually, there.
All righty, then.
Yeah. Friday night's coming. Let's do a little grinding and grooving.
Okay.
They're also going to do some sealing and restriping the bridge deck there. It's expected to all be done by Tuesday, September 22nd. The striping is going to be done later, so you don't have to worry about that now. But it's going to be a few days, so if you're taking the bridge there, just heads up. Things might be a little slow. 7:25 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. If you're asking your brothers and sisters, hey, you know, should we figure out something different to do with mom or dad? What do we do with them? Well, just know that you're not alone. A lot of people are asking that question right now. How do you keep mom and dad safe? How do you keep them comfortable in familiar surroundings? Well, the team from Right at Home can help you with all that. It is the right services and the right solutions when and where you need them. Their in-home senior care is the best solution for a lot of people who want to maintain that healthy lifestyle, the loving relationships. They'll customize care plans to give you peace of mind. They'll help with transportation, companionship, personal care, medication, bathing, dressing, laundry, buying, preparing meals. They do it all. Go to rightathome.net/Fargo, rightathome.net/Fargo. You can call us anytime here on the program, 701-271-1100. Are you going to the Trump rally on Friday over in Bemidji? Want to just kind of let us know how excited you are about that? Your plans, when are you going to get there? I know a lot of people are trying to figure that out. You know, when are we going to go? When are we going to get there? How's it going to all work? I would just say, having been to a couple of these things before, just be prepared to be flexible. This may not be the best time if you're, you know, on crutches or you got a medical issue. It might be difficult. Just know that you're gonna have to go really early, be really patient. It might be hard to get around. You just never know. You're a lot of times you think, okay, I'm gonna try to get there. I'm gonna get a seat right in front so I can see the president straight on from 25 yards. It doesn't happen all that often that you get that. Just be prepared. Be ready to kind of be off to the side, be back a little bit. Just be ready to be flexible on this because it's controlled chaos many times.
Well, and there's going to be protesters there as well. There's groups saying that they'll be there to protest, so be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows how bad it's going to be? You don't really know till you get there.
Yeah, that's I think the best way to say it right there. Don't know.
If you're a protester planning to protest, why don't you just go promote your candidate? Why don't you just, instead of just constantly hating and protesting, why don't you just go be a part of that team and help that team.
Well, right. But BLM has said they're going to be there among their one group that plans on being there. So just a heads up on that.
They get the dopamine from their other protesting buddies saying, oh, yeah, that was a great one-liner that you put on that guy's Twitter account. The troll society.
Yeah, dude, how many clicks do you have? How many likes? Yeah. How many views? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
I would guess that the protesters will be in the minority Friday in Bemidji. 6 o'clock at the airport there. And I had someone email me at the True IT inbox. By the way, True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. Studio@flagfamily.com is the website there. Said, you know, what's it going to be like? Where do I park? I'd like to take a family member who's a little older and just trying to figure it out. I said, honestly, the best thing you can do is call the Bemidji Airport and ask them. They'll have an information line, people available to answer those questions, give you the best possible answer. That's best advice I can give you. And no, I did get a couple emails yesterday. No, I don't have tickets. And no, I can't. None of us here have the ability to get you behind the president. A lot of people want to do that, too. They want to stand behind the president.
Cool. That would be fun to
do. Don't, yeah, we don't have that kind of poll. They screen all that. And a lot of the lack of details is on purpose. They don't want everybody to know exactly how things are going to be arranged. They want to have that be a little bit of a show up and be surprised kind of a thing for security purposes.
Exactly.
Which makes sense. So, but if you're thinking about going, go, because it's a
you won't
neat
regret
deal.
It.
No, it's a neat deal. You'll have a story you can tell for the rest of your life.
And the energy that you experience at one of those is just off the charts. The positive people. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to be there among like-minded people because you don't get that necessarily every day yep. in the world because they're quiet about it. No one says, hey, I love Trump. Here I am. But they do out there.
Yep, that's right.
Just remember, if you do want to go, you got to go to DonaldJTrump.com, click on events, and it's right there. You know, do your name, email, and that stuff, and
mm-hmm.
click the I am not a robot thing, and
yep.
that's how you get registered.
So. That's how you do it. Yep. All right, 729 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Coming up in a couple minutes, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk Investment Advisors. We're also going to play the cue to call. And the drawing boxes now have been covered up at Great North Insurance Company, Angels Home Care, Comfort King. Thanks to them. But the drawing, those will be going on today, drawing the name out of the boxes there. So at this point, it's a radio contest only to get qualified. So make sure you're listening 635, 735, 835 or somewhere around there. And when you hear the cue to call, be caller number 7. And we've only got about another 5 qualifiers.
Yeah.
Before the end of the week. So we're getting there.
Getting down to it.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Before we head to break, I just want to, we were talking about let them play, MN
mm-hmm.
in Minnesota. This is Rudy Voss. He's a kid. This is the press conference when Jackson County Central lost to Piers last year. And him talking about what football means to him.
Can't say enough about my team. Played our hearts out. And it's just, football has been just, has been a blessing in my life. You don't understand how tight us 21 seniors were together and how fortunate I am to have him as a coach. And the wins and losses don't define me, don't define my team. I mean,
get an idea.
Oh,
we gave
it's
it
heartbreaking.
Our all.
Yep, get an idea.
Ugh, clearly, that young man's got to get his priorities aligned. He can still have friends if it's not football.
Oh, right.
Wow.
You just know.
Wow.
It. This is what these people are like.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah.
Clearly.
No, that's it.
Oh. Clearly, never played.
Clearly, yeah. Clearly, never played. 7:31, Need to Know Morning Show. Brian Kronk, Collins & Kronk Investment Advisors, talking your money, the topsy-turvy stock market. Where's it going next? We'll talk to Brian about that coming up next.
6:34 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Cloudy most of the day, going up to 60. Tonight's low 41 and light wind. Tomorrow sunny and 64. Friday's low 47. Saturday, 72 for the high. Sunday, sunny and 78, but don't get too excited. It's going to be super windy on Sunday. Right now, though, we're at 45.
All right, 7:34, time for a look at the almanac here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Average high temp for this day is 70. We've lost one more degree on the average high from yesterday. 47, the average low. Record high 92 in 1998. It was 25 degrees on this day in 1918. Yesterday got up to 60, so well below average. Sunrise at 7:08 this morning. Sunset at 7:33. This is a Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag. Kronk Investment Advisors. We're talking your money today here on the Need to Know Morning Show and how you can take what you have and make it a little bit more as time goes on. Brian, how are you, man?
Well, wonderful. I pulled the plants out of the garden, but we're still making money grow.
Yeah, there you go. All right, yesterday on Wall Street, it was kind of a mixed day. The Dow was up a few, NASDAQ down a few, and we've had some big moves here and there. We kind of had a little, I guess you'd say, plateau. We were kind of charging straight up there for a while. Last week or so, we've been trending sideways a little bit. What are you watching right now?
Well, it's interesting. We're sort of in this kind of no man's land, if you will. We're under pressure in this market, as I'd mentioned before. And so I said, that's a time for some profit taking. And so we did that. It looked like we might even be leading into a correction. And then we started to see some of that money come back in, but to other sectors. And so I always watch, where is the money going? And so we're seeing money flow into, you know, things we haven't seen for a while, basic materials, you know, iron ore, steel, precious metals again, you know, stuff like that. But medical, healthcare, that's still really strong. And now today, again, we're facing another sell-off. But where's most of the money coming out of? It's coming out of those big technology stocks that have been just, you know, all the rage for the last year and a half now.
I played golf the other day with a couple of money manager guys, and I asked them a little bit about, you know, what are you hearing? How do you feel about where things are at? And they said the same thing you did. We're a little defensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're really trying to be smart about looking at PE ratios a little more, price to earnings, for those that don't follow it a lot. Taking a little bit of money off the table, there's going to be opportunities to buy at some point down the line. It seems like a lot of people in your industry are feeling like, boy, it's been a nice run, but it's not a bad time to have a little dry powder.
Well, you're absolutely right. And then, of course, we have the big elephant in the room is the election. And so we're fielding a lot of phone calls right now that, you know, what do I do before the election is coming? And do we need to, you know, get even more defensive? And our stance has always been, you know, we always put together a plan for each of our clients, and we don't change our long-term plans because of, you know, short-term events. And an election is a short-term event. Certainly it can and does affect portfolios, but whether Biden is in office or Trump is in office, guess what? Coca-Cola is going to continue to sell that brown syrupy liquid. Starbucks is going to continue to sell coffee. And so we just want to plan accordingly for how some of those shifting winds will affect, you know, the overall economy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the market right now is expecting a Trump win, a Biden win, or do you think the market really doesn't know?
If I had to look at what's happening, you know, it's very different than 2016. You know, the market is a great forecasting mechanism, and I think it's really looking at a Trump victory. You know, most of the, let's call them, you know, business-oriented or pro-business type of events that have kind of led to the economy that we have are all Trump type of events that have benefited certain types of companies. And those companies are still very much in favor, even if we're doing some trimming and profit taking. I think that's just prudent. But you can see now as we get a little bit closer, money moving to some of those defensive groups just in case. And I think that's good just for volatility in general. But I would not be surprised at all if, you know, once Trump wins the election, that money flows back into some of those other areas again.
I completely agree with you that the companies that do things well are going to do things well no matter who's in office. But financially, it might be harder if a Democrat is in there, if you see, you know, things like higher tax rates on businesses and,
sure,
and higher tax rates on people, that kind of thing. What do you think a Trump presidency versus a Biden presidency means to the market? Say, in 4 years, are we 20% higher, 10% higher if a Republican is in office versus a Democrat, ooh, 4 years from now?
Boy, I've never taken the time to do that kind of math just because there's so many variables, you know. So is it a Trump or Biden presidency? But who controls the House? Who controls the Senate?
Yeah,
all
true.
Those things really make a difference. And I've seen some models that kind of look at, you know, when one party owns this and the other party has that. And it's really mixed out there. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you have, you know, some of the Trump pro-business policies, lower taxes, that benefits one types of companies. When you have, you know, a different presidency or just different types of policies that are maybe higher tax or strengthen or weaken our dollar.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect a whole different type of company. And so, yes, those well-managed companies will do well in either environment, but we want to own the ones that are going to have the wind at their backs.
Weekly jobless claims just came in. Unemployment report comes in. 860,000, that was against an expected number of 875. So little better than expected. Not, you know, statistically not a huge number, but it continues to show that you know, we've got fewer and fewer people that are needing that government assistance. That's a good sign.
That's nice. And it's nice to see that we continue to head in the right direction. I just read a stat yesterday that says that if California and New York were pulled out of the unemployment stats, we'd actually be 1.5% lower for unemployment.
Is that right?
Now. So that's interesting, too.
That really is. Absolutely, yeah. So that was an interesting note there. A question I had someone ask me the other day, said, I hear you guys talking about this stuff on the radio, but if I've never been in to investing before? How do I start? Like this was a person in their early 30s, hadn't really done a 401k at work yet, and was thinking maybe I could do something on my own. Should I try to pick stocks or buy some mutual funds? What advice would you give to someone who's not investing at all right now but wants to begin?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, if you've never done anything and you just want to begin, there's almost no bad way to begin. We often encourage people that if your company offers a qualified plan at work, start with that, because you're going to get not only some investment options and some guidance that's, you know, also, you know, supported by your company, but you're also going to be getting tax deferral and pre-tax money going in there. And when you add all of that up, it's hard to beat that. So that's probably one of the best vehicles. If it's not going to be for retirement and you just want to have some things that are on the side, along with your savings account, then yeah, we want to just start getting you into a real broad-based mutual fund. If you're young, like you described, it's going to be a growth or an equity type of a mutual fund, even an index fund. The important thing is just to get it started. Once you have a balance, then we can worry about, you know, getting it into the right places and so forth. The biggest thing is just getting it going.
Just getting started, a little bit at a time. It's amazing those $20 bills you put in when you're 30 years old, what they look like when you're 65.
They've absolutely,
the compounding interest is a good thing. Very good. Brian, if people want to find out more about you and how you can help them out, how might they do that?
Just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. Our phone number is 235-0119.
235-0119. He's the money man, Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk Investment Advisors. You hear him each Thursday morning here on the Need to Know Morning Show. All right, when we come back, remember, we still got the great grocery giveaway ahead for you. Tom Spaeth from Accent Kitchen and Bath is here as well. We've got traffic updates for you. We got weather. We got sports all ahead on the Need to Know Morning Show.
Queen of Mile 7. Say, can I get a price check on that watermelon over here?
Like what you hear? Take the flag with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute.
7:45 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Cloudy and 60 today. Tonight's low 41 with a little bit of light wind. Tomorrow sunny and 64. Saturday going up to 72 with sunshine. Sunday, though, 78 and sunny, but it's going to be windy with gusts up to 30. Right now, we're at 45.
You know, it hasn't been crazy windy in September. We've had a couple of days here and there along the way, but a lot of days pretty decent.
Not bad. No complaints.
No, we'll take that. All right, 7:45, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. And it's time now to check sports. It's brought to you today by Orthopedic Sports Medicine Specialist of Fargo, Dr. Phil Johnson. He's the man. Help you get back on your feet, back in the game, whatever that game is that you might want to be part of. See Dr. Phil Johnson, the team at Orthopedic Sports Medicine Specialist of Fargo. Minnesota Twins get a nice win last night, 5-1 in Chicago against the White Sox. Maybe the best pitcher in the American League. Lucas Giolito, Twins bopped three home runs in all. They win at 5-1. They're now two games back of Chicago with nine to play. They finish up that four-game series tonight. The Minnesota Wild traded center Eric Staal to the Buffalo Sabres in return for Marcus Johansson, who had 9 goals and 21 assists in 60 games for the Sabres last season. He is a centerman as well. Big Ten football is back. University presidents voted unanimously. All 14 teams will play. They'll start October 23rd and 24th that weekend. Minnesota State High School League has called an emergency meeting for Monday, where they're going to discuss potentially restarting their fall sports season. They had moved football and volleyball to the spring, but now that might all be changing. You wouldn't think that they would call a meeting like that just to talk more about keeping it the same.
Yeah, right. That doesn't make any sense really at all.
Kind of feels like they're making a change there. So let's hope so.
No doubt.
For those kids. Let the kids play, for goodness sake. All right, and that's a look at sports here at 7:47 on the Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back, we got a check of streets for you, and our buddy Tom Spaeth from Accent Kitchen and Bath is here as well. Kev, did we get a winner on our qualifier?
We did. Debbie Fink was caller number 7.
All right,
she's
Debbie.
In for the groceries.
Congrats.
Atta girl, Debbie. Good work. All right. We will do a whole bunch of stuff coming up next. Talk to Tom from Accent and a bunch of other things as well when we return on the Need to Know Morning Show.
You're just a click away from the latest news, audio, and video the Flag has to offer. Just click AM1100theflag.com.
7:49, Need to Know Morning Show. Luther Family Ford wants to say thank you to the men and women who serve us in law enforcement. Recent events remind us every day that law enforcement officers put their safety at risk, and Luther Family Ford is proud to salute all of them. Every month on the Need to Know Morning Show, we honor a different law enforcement professional nominated by their agency, and all of the honorees are listed on our website, am1100theflag.com. The Luther Family Ford salute to law enforcement. You hear it only here on AM 1100 The Flag. Check of FargoStreets.com this morning tells us that on 13th Avenue South, it's going to be closed for eastbound traffic between 4th Street South and 5th Street South. Eastbound traffic will be detoured to 12th Avenue South via 5th Street. Westbound traffic will remain open. That's going to go through September. This look at the streets around town brought to you by the good folks at I-29 Tire and Automotive. From oil changes to full engine rebuilds, I-29 Automotive Service and Towing are the guys to call. I-29 Automotive, located off I-29 in Maine and Fargo, or online at i29tire.net. 7:50 here. If you got to be at work at 8 o'clock, you got 10 minutes to get on over there. And we're going to get on over to our good buddy Tom Spaeth at Accent Kitchen and Bath, who stopped by the studio here this morning. Hey, Tom, good to see you again, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good.
Doing fantastic. What's going on at Accent?
Accent is just running as hard as we can just to keep up. So it's all good.
Pretty soon you're going to be looking to hire guys like me.
Not guys like you. We can always use good help. So that's
guys like Kevin, maybe, but not guys like you. Yeah.
Come on, Alex. I think we can
get him trained in pretty
quick. You think? I don't know. He might get a blister or something, and it could be bad.
I can measure once, cut twice with the best of them. Yeah. What's the number one question people give you when they come, or when you come and take a look at their home? What are they most curious about when they have you over to take a look at a possible project?
Most folks are very curious about, they say, can I knock down this wall? Can we take it out? Can we move it? Is it load bearing? And some of the tricks we use for determining this kind of stuff is, one, the year the home was built. So truss rafters came into existence in the mid-70s to late 70s. So if your house has engineered truss rafters, then taking out interior walls is a piece of cake because there's usually no load bearing involved. But if you get earlier than that, then it's always a load-bearing situation no matter where you take out a wall in the center of the house or whatever. So doing that, what we end up doing is working with either a truss company or an engineer to figure out, okay, so if we take out this wall, how big a beam do we need? How long can it span? Things like that. And then a couple other things we do that really help people out. I know you've been in houses where you go between the kitchen and dining in an older home. You got that header.
Mm-hmm.
We like to tuck them up into the attic space, so you got a full clear ceiling all the way through. Okay.
Great idea.
It's a little more work, but I tell you what, it really looks nice.
Oh, it completely changes the look and the feel in that home. It just feels like it's a brand new house altogether. Yeah. How expensive is that if you're going to do something like that? That seems like you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, it really isn't. It's kind of surprising. So if you have a simple house with truss rafters, you want to take out a 10-foot wall, I mean, it could be a little as $1,000 in a little drywall repair.
Okay.
If you have a pretty intricate one, could be up to $4,000 or $5,000. But if you get a really big one, you know, it $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 isn't uncommon.
Yeah.
The largest one we ever put in a house that I can remember was 36 feet long, three 14.5-inch high beams.
Wow.
And, but it was an amazing result when it was all done.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah.
There were smiles. People paid some money, but they were smiling at the end of that.
And there's logistics involved in that in regards to how in the heck are you going to get that thing in the house?
No doubt. That'd be a good YouTube video right there. Show the before and after on that
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Is this a decent return on investment or does it just look nice?
I tell you what, anytime you can open up a room, you could just plan you're going to get almost 100% of that money back just by the look you're going to achieve.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
100%. Huh?
Yep. We do that all the time, and again, it's just a great investment if you can get it done and if you want to spend the money on it.
Well, and that's what you get with Tom and his team there, right? I mean, they'll tell you, you know, people that have been around the block for, you know, once or twice, they'll say, yeah, you'll get some money back. Tom and his team, they know they've been doing this stuff for decades, and they'll tell you, hey, if you want to sink money into this, that's okay. Just know you're not going to get back full value. Or they can say, hey, maybe you didn't even think about this, but you get all your money back on this. We completely change the look of your home. That's what they give you at Accent with all the experience they have.
We try our best to do the best job possible for you.
Absolutely.
So.
ChooseAccent.com is the website. You can stop in and see them at 3151 Main Avenue in Fargo as well, Accent Kitchen and Bath. Tom, thanks for stopping in. We always learn a little something when you come by.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome. I appreciate you.
Thanks for coming in. Tom Spaeth from Accent Kitchen and Bath. Time for some entertainment headlines.
Yes, and I know you've all been wondering who's going to play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live.
I saw this.
Well, Jim Carrey.
Perfect.
So hopefully they can make it funny. I mean, we all know which way Jim Carrey swings, so we'll see.
Marshall Bell.
Yeah, and that'll be October 3rd. Country Music CMAs was last night. Entertainment of the Year was a disappointment.
Oh, okay.
It was a tie.
Oh, what?
Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood, they tied. It's
you can't tie.
You can't tie. The fans are upset. So that's what's going on
with
that.
What is this, a Sunday school picnic?
I know.
Give a prize to everybody.
It's just not right. Maren Morris was Female Artist of the Year. She's fabulous. Male Artist, Luke Combs. Duo of the Year, Dan and Shay. Group of the Year, Old Dominion. Female Artist, Tennille Towns. And New Male Artist of the Year, Riley Green. And Kevin, you got a nice clip for us?
This is
Thank
Thomas
you to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Thank you so much to my wife. My baby girls who are watching this right now, Willa Gray, I love you. Ada James, I love you. Lennon, I love you. To my management, to my record label, to my my publishers, to Live Nation, everybody that's made this possible, to my band and crew who have put in countless hours just making our show what it is. Thank you to the fans. Thank you to the ACMs. I love you.
He did comment later the trophy was about half as heavy as it usually is.
Well, yeah, they had to split it, right?
Yeah.
And another country star, Luke Combs, is donating 25 grand in guitars along with Ford to vets to help them manage PTSD. So I think that's a great form of therapy. And that's my entertainment headlines.
And I happen to know this, too, because I saw a Twitter post. My man Blake Shelton's song, This Is God's Country.
I love that one.
Song of the year. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Very good stuff. All right, thank you, Alex. 7:56, time now for the Jose Investments Market Report. Jose Investments, your business, real estate, land development, sales, and leasing connection. And taking a look at the markets. We mentioned this a little bit ago, but we'll hit it again here for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down yesterday. Excuse me, was up 36 points. The NASDAQ was down 139. S&P 500 down 15. Pre-market trading today looks like everything is down big. A little bit of worries about the retail industry, apparently, people are talking about this morning. So things are going to open to the downside. WTI crude oil, $39.93. That's up a dollar from yesterday. And that's your Jose Investments Market Report. Scott Hennes, the host of the What's On Your Mind radio program. Again, today it will be taking place out at Big Iron, as Alex
mentioned. There you go. You finally got it.
The final day of the program, or the program of the show out there. Scott, through the first couple of days, what have the conversations been like? Are people optimistic or a little concerned? What's the tone out there?
Well, everybody's been pretty excited, actually, just to have the event. You know, I mean, this is a chance in an annual tradition, 40th year, where people from all over, I mean, I had listeners come up from Montana, from, you know, up by Deadwood, South Dakota, Western North Dakota, all throughout Minnesota. So people come from all over for this. And it's a, you know, an annual tradition. So more than anything, I think just the fact that it was on was good. And the people are glad that it feels like a little bit of normal and got a chance to kick some tires and check out some great ag innovation. So it was a wonderful time.
There's been some talk, Scott, in Washington, D.C. about Democrats and Republicans trying to get together for another stimulus package before the election. What are you hearing on that? Is that something that could happen, or do you think that that's just wishful thinking because they've tried before and it hasn't worked out?
No, I think now they're getting closer. Pelosi blinked finally. You know, she was basically saying, we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it. Now she says, we're keeping the House in until we do it. So it's like, well, which is it? So I think that'll help. The president, if you watch his Twitter feed, has been, nudging on this as well and saying, you know, we can do a deal and let's figure something out. Let's help people. So I think you'll see something happen. I don't know when, but I think something on them. I'm trying to see, can any of our guests today tell us? I don't know. We have quite the lineup today. This is not your typical show. We have all the, you know, our guests from Big Iron, of course. We have Sarah Huckabee Sanders, whose new book is out, former press secretary for President Trump. We have Dr. John Fleming. He's a deputy chief of staff, but he's the head of the COVID task force. He's making all the trains move on time there, so we're going to talk with him. Michelle Bachmann, former member of Congress, stumping for President Trump. We also have Bill O'Reilly today. He's got a new book called Killing Crazy Horse, but we'll get his take on what's going on, and also a candidate for the U.S. Senate, Minnesota Jason Lewis. So it's going to be a dandy today for Big Iron, for sure.
Yeah, other than that, not really much to listen to on the show today. Wow, that's a heck of a lineup, Scotty. Good stuff. All right, brother, we'll be listening. It starts at 8:30 here on AM 1100,
remember,
The Flag.
Remember, all you do is tell us, I stand for the flag, and you got a free hat, so come find us at the Butler Machinery booth at Big Iron.
Okay, that sounds good. And you're on the southeast corner, right? The southeast
exactly,
edge of the fairgrounds there? Okay. It's not hard to find them.
I call it a booth, but it's more like acreage.
Yeah, you know, it's about right. the Butler County. Right. Good. All right, yeah. Scotty, thanks very much. Coming up after the top of the hour, Steve Carney, time for Flag Outdoors. We're going to ask him a little bit about fall fishing. This is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA.